To the blind student, there are never enough textbooks and research papers in Braille or recorded material. To the blind job applicant, the doors are closed to work involving heavy reading. But in Cambridge, Massachusetts today, a remarkable computer displayed its talent for helping the blind acquire knowledge in a new way.
An amazing machine is currently enabling the blind to read books and magazines and other printed material, and tonight's report on that machine.
This device is called a Kurzweil reading machine, and it should become very important in the future, and some folks even think it's probably one of the most important breakthroughs for the blind since the invention of Braille.
And finally this evening, learning to read, just to read aloud, not to understand, just to read takes a lot of training, but now they've taught a machine to read aloud.
Meet the Kurzweil reading machine, a computer that talks.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Open a book on top of it, and it reads.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation.
Since its first public demonstration in January 1976, the Kurzweil reading machine has been frequently in the news. By 1978, over 50 machines had been produced and were in use in schools, colleges, public libraries, rehabilitation centers, and places of employment across the nation. Grants and contracts for the machine had been received from a number of public agencies and private organizations, including the Bureau of Education for the Handicapped, the Rehabilitation Services Administration, the Veterans Administration, and the National Federation of the Blind. Over 500 blind people, children and adults, were using it regularly. A new version of the reading machine went into production in the fall of 1978. Called the Desktop KRM, the new model is smaller, technically more advanced, and significantly less expensive than the original. It contains many new features that make the machine a more versatile and valuable tool for the blind. Its voice has also been dramatically improved, and you'll have an opportunity to hear the new voice later in this recording. The following interviews, all excerpts from television newscasts, describe the impact the machine is having on the lives of its blind users. Here's a report on Joanne Giudicessi.
You're a student at Brandeis University. Give us a sense of the kinds of things, the world that this opens up for you.
It's really exciting because for the first time I don't have to rely upon readers. I can get my textbooks read by using the reading machine versus having to rely upon readers coming to me and spending a certain amount of time when it may be very inconvenient with my schedule. And it's exciting, the type of horizons that are expanded by having this kind of machine.
This is Armand Bakalian, a user at the New York Public Library.
Just gives the blind so many new opportunities. Just for the possibility of me to come into this 40th Street Library, go to the bookshelf, or go to the magazine room, and pull a magazine and come up here and read it. You could never, ever do that before on my own. Something very as simple as reading your morning mail. Even that is very important. And the privacy by which you gain by having a machine read these things for you. There may be certain correspondence that you don't want other people to read to you. So it also opens up the dimension of privacy for the blind.
The reading machine works through a computerized system which directly translates print into full words spoken English. Joanne Giudicessi explains.
Actually, the reading machine consists of four units. It has a reading unit, a computer, a keyboard, and a speaker. Now, when I wish to read, I simply place printed material upon the reading unit, and the reading unit contains a high-resolution camera, and that simply means a camera many, many more times powerful than the human eye. It scans the material, transmits the electronic impulses to the computer, and the computations occur there. It seems like a very complex procedure, and it is, but learning how to use the reading machine is not.
A staff member of the New York Public Library, Armand Issip, showed TV viewers the machine's easy operation.
Armand operates the reading machine through a simple system of controls. At the push of a button or turn of a knob, he can speed up or slow down the machine, repeat lines, pronounce punctuation, spell out difficult words.
Okay, that's good. Let's try that word suggestions. Let's fool around with that and have it spell the word suggestions.
Spell word and date.
Good.
S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-O-N-S.
Again?
S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-O-N-S.
Good. All right, fine.
Elected officials, educators, and rehabilitation specialists have been quick to recognize the wide potential of the new machine. In a televised ceremony marking the placement of a Kurzweil reading machine at the West Virginia Rehabilitation Center, U.S. Senator Jennings Randolph, chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on the Handicapped, talked of the many ways the machine would help.
I feel very strongly about what's being done here today. If we can help the blind, as we can, the blind citizens of our country to overcome some of the complex difficulties that occur in their hour-by-hour and day-by-day lives, and this facility can help to do that, then we've done something that's worthwhile.
A national correspondent reported from a public school in Massachusetts.
10-year-old Roy Boone is using the machine on his own to read the tales of Hans Christian Andersen.
The ugly duckling had a hard time to find enough to eat.
The Vision Resource Room of Boston's Beethoven Elementary School got its reading machine last year. Since then, it's been opening the magic universe of books to 11 legally blind students aged 6 to 13 whose reading horizons would otherwise be solely limited to these large type books and to Braille.
A comprehensive evaluation of the reading machine was conducted by the National Federation of the Blind. Michael Hingson, a blind physicist who headed the evaluation program, had this to say.
It really does give me another tool in my arsenal to go out and function and live in the world and become an active, productive member of society, and that's important.
Following a demonstration of the machine in the U.S. Senate, Jerry Monroe, president of the Blinded Veterans Association, spoke.
I guess I could sum it up by saying just two words. It gives us more independence and regain some of our privacy. And that's the only way I could put it. It's a piece of equipment that is, it's the greatest thing that's happened since Braille.
In addition to making the reading machine still more versatile, Kurzweil scientists and engineers worked for 2 years on the development of a unique system for generating synthetic speech. Using a totally new computer program and special electronic hardware, the voice represents an important step forward in the science of voice synthesis. The new voice will be used in both the desktop reading machine and the newly developed talking terminal. Its more resonant quality and its closer duplication of the actual sounds of human speech will make the use of the reading machine a still more pleasant experience. Now, a few examples of the new voice of the Kurzweil reading machine as it converts printed text directly to spoken English.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 1,000, 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion, $1 and 1 cent, $100 and 23 cents, 1,979, 1979. Oh, say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
A final word. The scientists who made this voice possible will continue the research needed to improve it and make it sound even more human. Since the sounds you have heard, as well as all of the machine's basic functions, are controlled by an adjustable computer program, it always will be possible to make changes in it. In this way, the Kurzweil reading machine will be able to keep pace with new opportunities for the blind at all levels of education and on the...